The driver slid the window open.
Too bad, kiddos, looks like I'm stuck, he said.
Are we near the zoo? Asked Annie.
It's still a long ways from here, I'm sorry to say, said the driver. But this taxi's not going anywhere. I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh, well, thanks, said Annie. How much do we owe you?
Forget it, kiddo, said the driver. Good luck.
Good luck yourself, kiddo, said Annie.
She opened the door, and she and Jack climbed out into the cold wind. The taxi motor kept running, but the wheels only spun in place, sending up sprays of dirty snow.
I don't believe this, said Jack.
Maybe there's a subway station somewhere near here, said Annie.
The man in the booth said the subways aren't running all the way to the zoo, said Jack.
I know, but maybe we can at least get closer, said Annie.
Jack and Annie struggled through the storm until they came to a steep cliff. Over the edge of the cliff, they saw nothing but a cloud of wind-blown snow.
Where are we? Said Annie.
I have no idea, said Jack.
His teeth chattered, his eyes and ears stung with the cold, and his hands and feet felt numb.
Isn't this what frostbite feels like? He thought.
Numb?
Let's go back and sit in that taxi until we figure out what to do, said Jack. At least get out of the wind.
Okay, said Annie. Maybe the driver will get it going again.
Jack and Annie headed back the way they'd come.
But the taxi was gone. Hey, he must have got unstuck, said Annie. And he left us.
Oh, man, said Jack. We're having really rotten luck, and I think I'm starting to get frostbite seriously.
It looks like there's a building over there, said Annie. I see a tower.
Yeah, me too, said Jack. Let's go there and try to figure out what to do next.
Jack and Annie trekked up what looked like a long driveway until they came to the gray stone building. Jack wiped snow from a sign in front. Cloisters of the Metropolitan Museum open to the public.
A museum, said Annie. Let's go in and ask them how to get to the zoo.
Yeah, and get warm for a minute, said Jack.
He and Annie climbed the snow-covered steps of the cloisters. Annie opened the door, and the wind nearly swept them inside. They pushed the door shut.
Ah, my first visitors all day,
a woman chirped. Jack and Annie turned around. A museum lady sat at a desk in a corner. Dressed in a green uniform, she was tall and thin with a friendly face and short gray hair.
I'm sorry, but we can't stay long, said Annie. We just came here to get warm for a minute and get some information.
What can I tell you? The woman asked.
We're trying to get to the Bronx Zoo, said Jack. Is there a subway near here?
Well, the A train is close by, said the museum lady. But that won't take you anywhere near the zoo.